Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Wheat producers through the Oklahoma Wheat Commission actively support the wheat breeding efforts of the Wheat Improvement Team at Oklahoma State University and wheat breeder Dr. Brett Carver. Dr. Carver has a vision of helping wheat producers succeed not just as grain producers, but also as food crop producers.
Exactly. Yeah, this is the prize food of human civilization. It's what got us started. And that's the way we need to approach it from a plant breeding standpoint. Let's not just think about yield, test weight, and protein. We'll do that. But let's be a little bit more sophisticated and give this food crop the attention it deserves and bring out the best qualities of it. I mean, there's a lot of good qualities in the wheat germ, bioactive compounds that help us in our health and nutrition. There's things in the bran. Those are kind of that's the frontier where I think we are approaching, if not in, to address conventional wheat breeding.
Learn more about how the Oklahoma Wheat Commission is working hard for the Oklahoma wheat producer at okwheat.org.
Well, cash cattle market direction's becoming disappointing, to say the least, with packers unwilling to increase bids, at least through the first half of the week. The combination of recent futures market erosion and pressure in boxed beef prices led to feeders giving into lower price levels yesterday afternoon, where live trade was reported in several areas. Southern live trade at about $108, that's here in our part of the country, while northern dressed business is about $169. Firm gains in the nearby hog futures yesterday did very little to spark renewed confidence through the rest of the complex. December futures remain the spot month contract, and with front month October contracts now officially retired, renewed buyer support quickly moving into the December market, posting aggressive triple-digit gains yesterday. This market rally in December futures is likely to add more volatility through the end of the week as traders attempt to bring more unity to the complex over the coming days. Stronger trade overnight at all three wheat exchanges following through on yesterday's gains as the bull flag formations continue to unfold. Nearly textbook bull flag formations are present on most wheat charts, which would argue for a breakout and continuation of the current uptrend. Dryness in Russia and the U.S. Southern Plains remain supportive influences, although it's still difficult to envision wheat stealing floor leadership from row crops on fall dryness in Russia and the U.S. On the corn, small losses overnight with December corn making new highs for the move before giving up gains and trading toward the lows late morning. Worth noting, December corn finally traded $4 overnight, although the rejection so far could prove ominous if the highs are not retested soon. Support this week has stemmed from follow-through export buying by China, record highs in Dalian corn futures, and cash markets trading above delivery equivalents along the river system. Mixed trade in the soy complex overnight with gains in soy meal but sharp losses in soybean oil and a solid reversal lower in soybean prices. We're going to check the futures in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
Well, at the close yesterday, October live cattle down 45, 108.37. December down 95, 110.27. October feeder cattle down 25, 138.37. November down 50 cents, 136.32. December hogs up 227 at 68.42. Kansas City wheat, December up 4 cents, 535 and a quarter. March up 4 cents at 544 and a quarter. Chicago wheat, December up 2 and 3 quarters at 596 and 3 quarters. March up 3 and a half at $6 and 3 quarters of a penny. December corn up 5 and a quarter, 396 and a half. March up 3 and a quarter at 402 and a half. November soybeans up 12 and a quarter, 1056 and a quarter. January up 10 and a quarter, 1057 and a quarter. December cotton up 10 cents, 68.93.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.